The eviction moratorium was put in place by the CDC to help slow the spread of COVID-19 in congregated settings such as homeless shelters, according to a notice sent out by the center. The CDC says homeless shelters may not be able to, quote, provide adequate social distancing as populations increase. The extension comes as residents and communities across the country are still struggling to pay their rent, and the Park City area is no exception. The Christian Center of Park City offered financial support to more than 1,400 people since the start of the pandemic. Executive Director of the center, Rob Harder, says while they were initially focused on rent, they soon realized needs were not limited only to housing security.
We gave a bunch of money out, and then got to the point where, because the eviction moratorium was put in place, we realized that for some people, the rent was no longer their number one need. And so we want to just make sure, you know, what is your need? Is it a car repair? Maybe it was a lot of them, sadly, the Latinx community were disproportionately impacted by COVID. And so medical bills, they kind of had this misunderstanding that rent was the only thing we were giving, because that was the primary thing.
The Christian Center gave out more than $1.3 million last year. Even with more sectors of the economy reopening, Harder says many people are still facing financial hardship. This year, the center has given out $166,000. And he says since January, they've seen an increase in need every month.
And so it seems like, again, this is anecdotal, but it seems like a lot of people were feeling more caught up on things, on their bills, but now the first of the year, maybe they were promised a little bit more work and they were not able to get the work they thought they were going to get. So it does still seem like people are not getting full-time 40 hours a week and having to instead kind of cobble together a couple different jobs. So my guess is now they're realizing that I still have a lot of need.
The moratorium offers protections as renters are still facing financial burdens brought on by the pandemic. But when the moratorium ends in July, renters will have to pay back any overdue rent. Even though the moratorium is only a temporary fix, Harder says it's still been an overall step in the right direction.
There's still some landlords that, you know, if there wasn't a moratorium, I think they would have moved forward with evictions. And as much as we would try to help, some families have such a deep hole that, you know, even the money that we've been given would not be enough. And so the fact that they had this moratorium, what's nice about that is it was one less stressor. And so I think that's been a good thing overall.
Every year, the Christian Center hands out Easter baskets to the community. Harder says they've used the opportunity this year to continue their outreach to the community to find more families in need of assistance. He says they've also put educational pamphlets on vaccines in each basket to help bridge any gaps in vaccine disparities. Jessica Lowell, KPCW News.